Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, a big day today. As Nick Caserio speaks, a lot going on. He had a hell of an offseason. Many people believe the Texans had the best offseason in the league. And then also the draft is coming up next week. So a lot to hear from with Nick Caserio. He spoke for almost 40 minutes, Clinton.
45 is what I saw on the YouTube.
I saw 38, but 45, about that, something around there. If you missed it, it was played in its entirety on In the Loop. So you can go back on the podcast page and find that. But here was Caserio talking about the offseason and I think a little bit of the hype that a lot of people have been putting on the Houston Texans after last year and after everything that happened this offseason.
I'm sure we'll get some questions here about the offseason and some of the things that we've done. I mean, frankly, it's kind of laughable. I mean, it's so early. I mean, we haven't done anything. So what happened last year has no bearing on this year. So we're focused on right now. We're focused on the present. We're focused on improvement. And I think the players' focus is just on their attitude, their effort, and their commitment to being a good player. So outside of that, I mean, the rest of it is just a bunch of garbage.
All right, this to me, Clint, is becoming a talking point, and I completely agree with it, and I think it's a good thing for what we're hearing first from D'Amico and now Nick as well. And I know it's something you kind of brought up a little bit earlier this week about the hunting, as he said, we had an off season, but we haven't done anything. It's almost laughable. I would say some of the things and the hype that they've been getting. I think that is the exact way and route the Texans should be operating right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And the way that Nick Caserio, what he said there, again, to your point, what we've heard D'Amico say, the messaging those guys are putting out there, what they're communicating to us, and it appears they're communicating to their team, is spot on. I'm just telling you, as a player, it's hard to not look at last year, go to the second round of the playoffs, win 10 games. I mean, rookie of the year on the offensive side of football and the defensive side of football. Your coach should have won coach of the year. I mean, it's hard to not look at that, feel yourself, smell yourself, and maybe move a little bit different and feel and think a little bit different. That's the part that I'm worried about with the Texans is it is very difficult as a player. Even if your coach and the organization and where you come every day to work out, even if they're trying to suppress all that, and they're telling you ain't done nothing, and it's a new season, and last year doesn't matter. There's still there's still a fear for me as a fan. There's still a fear that man, these guys are gonna feel themselves a little bit and maybe not see what's coming down the pike here with a tougher schedule, better quarterback, better quarterback football teams on the schedule. Just a different animal that's out in front of you this year. The division's going to be better. That's my concern. But the brass, D'Amico and Nick, and I'm sure everybody between, they're pushing that message. There ain't no doubt.
And listen, when I hear it, I don't at all think that they're saying the expectations should be lower. I don't hear that and think at all. They think, hey, we're not good. We're not confident in – And what? No, I think their expectation is to, at the very least, get to the AFC Championship game. All the stuff that we've been saying, they're making moves that say that that's when to get to. So I don't. When I hear them say, "Hey, we haven't done nothing yet," like it's garbage on the outside. It's not a lack of confidence. It is just to me a lack of, "Hey, let's not let this thing get away from us. We still got to put in the work and do what we need to do, because ultimately we want to accomplish something, and at this point we haven't accomplished anything yet." So I think they're very confident, and I think their actions would lead you and tell you to believe they think the time is now, is near. They're the moves they've made, but let's just keep this thing level-headed. Let's not, because the outside is telling them the opposite. The outside is telling them, y'all are that team. Y'all are that guy. The outside, everything you hear from outside of the building is saying, these dudes right here are one of the teams to beat. And it looks like they're trying to reel that in. So I really appreciate this, because if they're saying it to us and to the media, this is a definite pounding talking point in the early stage.
To me, this is one of those deals where, look, I mean, I think, I've been one that's not, I mean, if ever, leaned into Nick Caserio's history with New England as a positive. Like, I want to see the guy operate on his own, and he's done a hell of a job. Where I'm going with that is I don't know, a big reason why I couldn't lean into Nick Caserio and the Super Bowl trophies in New England is because we had never seen either one of those guys do what needed to be done here. When he took over at Houston, like, none of that stuff mattered because you just took over a disaster. And what I watched was New England had a pretty good thing going when them boys got there and kind of kept it on the tracks. Nonetheless, you look at it now and you get to a point where the team's won a little bit. You got your quarterback, you got some pieces together. Now that New England way of really, really having a culture that day in, day out believes in do your job. You haven't done anything. Doesn't matter what happened last year, whether you won the Super Bowl, went to the playoffs, or wasn't worth the damn. It's a new team. We're starting everything over anew. Like that right now, pounding that into the heads of this team, the way that it seems Bill and the Patriots did back in the day, I think it's a big plus. I think it's something where Nick is spot on for me. And it's not something D'Amico just mentions in a meeting room every now and then. It's got to be on the walls. It's got to be every time they hear in the media. It's got to be every time they meet with the strength coach. Hey, yes, ain't done nothing.
And the feel is the leaders will be guys that will push it too.
Well, if you listen to Will and those guys the other day, which I know you did, I mean, you can hear – you can hear them repeating those things and communicating the same message. So clearly they hear it. They hear it consistently. They're regurgitating it. Yeah. If they're regurgitating it to us, they're definitely regurgitating it to the team and the roster when they're working out. So I think this is one where legit Nick's past could be a huge plus this year.
Big 3-3, number 2.
Ground ball towards short. Flip to second. Fletcher's turn. Double play ends the game. A very, very frustrating series against the Braves. The Astros drop all three to Atlanta as the Braves win it 6-1 on Monday, 6-2 last night, and today coming from behind down 2 in the 8th and then scoring a run in the 10th to win it 5-4.
That's Todd Cowell. It's a ticking time bomb up there. Todd's going to lose it.
Hell, I would appreciate him losing it.
I know. This is putting him in a foul mood. I can understand it. Looking his eyes after those post games, during those post games, and they go to him and Blum, he looks like he's gonna lose it. And 5-4 losses, he said there, and that sweep by the Atlanta Braves brings them to 6-14. Very, very unfortunate, because coming off of them winning the two games against the Texas Rangers to end that weekend series, you were feeling better about the group. But I heard you say it yesterday. This is now three different times they've been swept this season, in this early part of the season, and they are digging themselves in a hole. 8 games under .500, digging themselves in a hole. Here's Joe Espada talking about the start of this season and where they are.
It's not ideal, you know. It's just not what we expected. We, you know, we come out of the chute playing this type of baseball. But you know what? This is where we at, and we gotta, you know, pick it up and play better. That's just the bottom line. We have an off day tomorrow. We'll rest and we'll be ready to go in Washington.
Your belief they can do that, and that they will do that soon, Clint. Play better, as he said. Pick it up and play better.
Well, they can't play any worse.
It's not ideal.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, man. I loved the Espada hire once Dusty moved on, for what I felt like was all the right reasons. And I'm not out on Joe Espada, but there's nothing that I hear from Joe in this moment when the team is struggling. There's nothing I hear from Joe that gives me confidence that he's going to be the guy that's going to put his foot down and demand that these guys get right and get their stuff together and play better across the board. I don't know who that is on this team. Me and Tyler were talking about the other day. He mentioned Bregman. I don't even know if Bregman has. I mean, I think Bregman does a hell of a job of displaying the right kind of disappointment. And I'm okay with bad body language. I'm okay with being down, because that tells me that it ought to hurt right now. If it doesn't, something's wrong. But I don't know if Bregman's a guy that's he doesn't appear to be a guy that's super vocal. He doesn't. I mean, if he were, I think he would be a lot more vocal on the mound in some of those meetings, and we would see it on TV. So I don't know who's going to be the voice. That's my biggest concern right now with where this team is, Ron, I just, obviously not an ideal start. Clearly, you've got to do better. I mean, I'm at a point where I believe that some of you guys ought to be working their ass off on this off day, on this Thursday, instead of resting and getting this thing right. But that's my concern, man. Is what's going to be the voice in the room? Who's going to be the voice in the room to get this right?
The part that is really concerning, especially when you just look at this series. We fully thought it was very possible that the Atlanta Braves would sweep the Houston Astros in this series. We felt like that is possible when you had Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, and J.P. France going. But when Spencer Arrighetti gives you 4 innings, 2 earned runs, and then you get to the ninth in a 2-1 ball game, and you lose because Josh Hader blew it. You then play the next night. Hunter Brown has been horrific. He gives you a quality start. He gets you through 6 innings. You lose late. Yesterday, J.P. France, coming off of one of his worst starts against the Rangers last week, he comes in, gives you 5, gives you a chance in a tight ball game. You're up 4-2. And you lose the game. They got swept in this series not because of those starters, the ones you had most concerned about. They got swept in this series because the guys that you're going to need to help you get out of it had struggles, from Presley to Hader to guys at the plate. Like, that's the part that is really concerning, is the guys that you need,
yeah.
It's them. it wasn't the starting pitching this time. It wasn't these young guys this time. They gave you, right now, you could have said that the whole thing, all 3 of the starters are 2 runs or less. What? And you lost. You still lost. That's the part where it is scary and concerning right there. It's because it wasn't him. It was those guys.
Big 3 at 3. Number 3.
All right, the draft coming up in a week, Clint. Week from today. Elliot Wolf, who covers the Patriots, Clint said, the Patriots are open to trading the number 3 pick, but like the quarterbacks. I mean, I don't even know how that is. If you're even thinking about trading out of that pick, like if you entertain that, I think you need to move off of it. Because if it's not a quarterback at 3 that you've fallen in love with, I mean, there damn sure shouldn't be a deal to me that would make you come off of a potential franchise quarterback at 3 that you're in love with. Damn, there should be a deal. And I mean, unless you're getting a starting caliber quarterback back, and I don't even know if that counts right now. If they don't love the Drake Mays, the J.J. McCarthy's, the Bo Nix, then they should come on out of that pick. At 3, man, you got to – it's a quarterback, you got to love him.
Yeah, you know where I'm at. If you don't absolutely love him and if you don't feel like you – like Drake May. Like, you can't take Drake May right now unless you feel like you've got a developer that's going to be with this organization for an extended period of time and give this kid a chance to develop into a starter. You know, there's – you know, Jaden Daniels, in my opinion, you can't take Jaden Daniels with the number 2 overall pick and not have a plan to use his legs effectively, right? I mean, so do you have a developer? What does your scheme look like as it matches up with these guys? I'll be honest with you. One of the most fascinating things, I think, in the entire NFL, which is it's an afterthought, a non-story right now, but I think down the road it's going to become more and more of a story, is the New England post-Belichick era of football has started, but there is a... He has been there for a long, long 25 years, damn near, and they've done it his way. Elliot Wolf, New England Patriot guy, Bill Belichick guy, right? Mayo, Bill Belichick guy, been in that system. All part of the system that hired Matt Patricia as an offensive coordinator and Joe Judge as a quarterback coach and did what they did with the quarterback room over the last handful of years. That watched Bill Belichick, for whatever reason, not provide quarterbacks with weapons at all over the last handful of years, really since Brady's last year and beyond. To think that those guys are all of a sudden going to flip the script and do it totally different, I think is wild. And the fact that they need a quarterback after it's been so rough at the quarterback position since Tom Brady left is fascinating. What those Bill Belichick disciples do, how they build a roster, how they play football is going to be interesting.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, speaking of the draft and the top of the draft, there was a scout that, and they're anonymous, your favorites, Clint.
Oh, yeah.
Coming
These
out
guys are great, right?
And making comments. And one made a comment about Caleb Williams that I can't get behind. And I think that jackass needs to make himself known who it is. I really do. I just can't get behind it. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Before we get to Anonymous Scouts, real quick, guys, the Chevron Championship, it is the first major of the year for the LPGA Tour, and it's happening this weekend in the Woodlands. Adult tickets kick off at $35 for the kids, 17 and under are free. So go out there, watch the best golfers in the world tee it up. Ticket information at thechevronchampionship.com. So go ahead and check that out. Check that out. I like it when the majors are here. What course is that in the Woodlands?
I don't know which one they're playing at. Carlton Woods, possibly?
That would have to be the one, right?
I mean, take your pick, man. I mean, there's every one of them down there.
They got
there.
A couple that you think would be major quality?
I know Carlton Woods would be. I don't know exactly how many they have that would be able to house this level of event. I mean, this is a big-time deal.
That would have to be it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, but I could be wrong. But whatever need be, you better believe that the Woodlands – has it as it pertains to golf courses options. This is a big time event. The really cool. All my buddies up in Northwest Arkansas, several of them live on a golf course up in Rogers, which is between Bentonville, Fayetteville, kind of up where Walmart is and all that. And there's a gated community around this course, and a couple of my buddies live in there. And they every year they host one of the LPGA Tour events, and I'm telling you, man, it is a party.
Really?
Oh, it is live, man. I mean, it is a great time.
Really?
Like Waste Management Open?
No,
kind of vibes?
No. Hell, I gotta get to that one. No, yeah, I mean, that ain't even normal. I mean, that's so out of the norm for golf. Hell, it's out of the norm for any sport. We did Waste Management at my bachelor party. Now it was.
Oh, really? I wouldn't go.
Now, I knew you went to Scottsdale, but I didn't realize it was the waste management you were at.
Yeah, one of my best friends has got a
pelvic thrust.
One of my best friends, the one that actually set up all the bachelor party stuff, actually has a connect. Out there with that event, and it's luckily we did it the waste management. We did it right after COVID. There were some of the restrictions were still in place, but they had opened up the world again, obviously.
Oh, ironic, that's where I got COVID from.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I wouldn't do it without the COVID restrictions.
I wasn't at Waste Management, but when I was at Scottsdale, I got the damn COVID.
I'm gonna tell you the way we did it, all the lines are short. You could literally sit and watch golf. You could hear. I mean, it was a much more enjoyable, like what I've seen. I've never been when it was full, all the doors were open. I mean, I bet they were 25% capacity when we went, which was absolutely beautiful. Still packed, still a good. You've been to the Waste Management when it's full go?
Oh, not Waste Management. I've been to a major.
No, I've never been to the Waste Management when it's full go. I could only imagine. Like, it is.
That's bucket list. I mean, that's a bucket list sporting event.
I could see you googly-eyed with one of your whole sleeve of tattoos on your right, like your shirt, that one sleeve pulled all the way up over your shoulder, googly-eyed with a drink in your hand, walking around there in heaven, son.
Having a damn good time.
Yeah, no. At 100% capacity, it is up Tyler's.
Tyler would have the full sleeveless number with the hood.
Yeah, no, ain't no doubt. Ain't no question. It's wild, man. Like I couldn't.
I'm gonna do my shirt that way the rest of the way.
I'm talking about a normal get down. I'm not talking about one that Tyler's going to write a book about. I'm talking about
play around, son.
Carlton Woods. This is Carlton Woods, by the way. Yes, that is waste management Tyler right there.
I've been known to throw
Tyler,
the hood up.
Do not pull that at Carlton Woods.
Come on, man.
Don't pull that at Carlton Woods.
I'm doing it if you are.
So I'm actually, I don't think I'm going to make it to Carlton Woods, but next week I think I'm going to make it out to the Insperity. I'll rock that for you.
Yeah, that's...
I'll rock that for you is what he said.
Well, it's hard to beat an LPGA tournament, man. I mean...
Well, it's at Carlton Woods. You got a chance to go check out.
If I could only hit it that pure, boys and girls. If I could only hit it.
No,
that
you
pure,
can't.
I can hit it pure enough to whoop your ass. That's for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are talking about golf. All right, Caleb Williams sounds
coming up next.
Sounds like because I went somewhere.
Well, let me tell
up.
You what, I ain't ever hit nothing else that pure.
I got you beat there too.
I'll just keep going. Caleb Williams.
I've seen you naked, Tyler.
He gets the he's going to be the number one pick.
Motion of the ocean.
And scouts are coming out talking about Anonymous, your favorites, Clint. You know, the ones that come out.
The Anonymous scout. This is great.
And say just real damning things about guys. This scout said this about Caleb Williams, who's going to go number one of the Bears. I think his toughness has yet to be determined. He's had a red carpet of experience at every stop and hasn't had much to overcome. But when you end up sobbing in your mom's arms after you get beat, that's a disqualifier for people who aren't picking in the top few picks. I don't know where you stand on this, Clint. I don't know where we're heading here in the next couple of minutes. But to me, man, first off, I think you want to go out and say some stuff like that. Won't you make yourself known? Put your name on it and say that. And to me, if he's disqualified as a junior in college, playing his last college game and crying in his mom's arm after the season, his season ends.
Yeah.
If that disqualifies him from being a guy that you pick, despite everything he could do, but that disqualifies him, man, you silly as hell. You stupid. You I hope, draft J.P. Lossman.
Who compared himself to Brett Favre, by the way. That's when I found out who he was, and I figured out I was out on him. Yes. Yes.
But you'd feel better about that guy than – the guy who cries in his mom's arms.
Yeah. Ron, this is the beautiful thing about these anonymous scouts. I don't know if where you pulled this from, but there was an article out there that had like 25 different personnel and a handful of them were scouts. I mean, you really just, like, every time I read one, I'm like, well, it's not surprising how many teams miss on quarterbacks. With guys like this out there, or girls, whoever it is, I don't know how many girls, how many female scouts there are out there, but I want to be fair here. I watched this kid try when there was no chance in hell to will his team to a victory, and I believe a Pac-12 championship.
Nothing with
a torn hamstring or a glute or something that was wrong. Couldn't move, and he is getting the hell beat out of him. I mean, for the whole second half. It was awful. I would have checked out, and I'm the last person to ever quit on anything. I would have checked out and said, hey, coach, I ain't got it in me no more. I can't win. This dude said to anybody.
He had to overcome that defense every single week.
Oh, yeah, every week. But this was even – he was a pinata back there against Utah, bro. I mean, it was awful. Yeah.
Oh, that game, yes.
And he was still trying to run with the ball, too, just to give his team a chance. Anybody that questions Caleb Williams' toughness. Now, you want to question, hey, he's been Silver Spoon his whole life. From an athlete perspective, he's always been viewed as the best guy everywhere he's been. He was at Oklahoma, upseated Spencer Rattler. Then he transferred to USC and was given the job. Hey, that 75% of the league has been Silver Spooned as a quarterback. You don't think? You don't think like guys like Josh Allen, right? You don't think guys like Pat? I know they didn't go to OU and USC. But they went to
C.J. Stroud.
C.J., great point. C.J. Stroud, you don't think those guys were when they walked in at Texas Tech or when they walked in at Wyoming or when they walked in at Ohio State or when they walked in the door, you don't think they were the red carpet was rolled out for them? Come on, man. I mean, that's – these dudes, these scouts just – they,
I mean,
they
I'd
just
argue,
show how ignorant they are every
I'd
time
argue
one of these pieces
C.J.
come out.
Had it easier. At Ohio State.
Oh, there's no question.
That he did.
But the point is, like, that has no, like, absolutely zero to do with evaluating a quarterback. At that, the, I hope
he
that
hasn't
I,
had much. I hope to overcome.
That if I'm fixing to draft 1, 2, or 3 in an NFL draft, I hope that I have the ability that I'm looking at 2 or 3 guys that have had the red carpet rolled out for them and have never been. You know, they've just been given the job because they're that talented. Like you think anybody ever questioned Trevor Lawrence? You think somebody made him tough? I mean, it's silly, man. Every time I open up one of these pieces where these anonymous scouts are talking, I pray that it's just somebody's absolutely lying and just making this stuff up and it's not real scouts. But somewhere, these kind of cats are actually getting paid to evaluate quarterbacks.
Tyler's Turd List. It's Thursday. It's here every week. It's here every Thursday. Tyler's Turd List coming up. And, well, I guess we can talk about it. The Texans, a helmet got released. We got to discuss this thing. If you haven't seen the new helmet, Clint Sterner will describe it to you in detail. Nobody does this better than Clint Sterner. He will give you a full breakdown of what this helmet looks like. If you haven't seen it, it has been released in the Texans. They've acknowledged it with a little faucet. They got somebody got it just allowing this stuff to get leaked here. The hell's going on over there? That's coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler, you're the first one to send it to me. Then I obviously saw the video myself. By the way, Tyler's Turd List coming up soon. Y'all seen that new helmet? These things just keep getting leaked, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Leaking everywhere.
Yeah, as the Texans tweeted out, that little faucet, just that faucet drip.
Drip, drip, drip.
Drip, drip. Describe to the people, if you haven't seen it, it's a video out there rolling around. You can see the Texans, one of their helmets. Now, this is not going to be the new primary helmet, but this is the helmet, Clint, that they will use as an alternate helmet, one of their alternate helmets.
Yep, it's an alternate helmet that I believe the alternate unis can be worn 3 times a year, I believe.
Yep.
I think that's right, including playoffs. If I remember, I had a conversation with Cal and Hannah.
Just retweeted it here at Real Ron Hughley. You can see it right there.
So it is an alternate helmet. It is what looks to be, I can't really tell from the video, but it looks to be the deep steel blue.
Looks the
body of the helmet, the face mask, and then the H that you've seen the team using on t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies and jackets and all that. You saw which one of the cleanest jackets that I've seen is the one that Andre Johnson has been pictured in multiple times, and the red jacket with the H on the chest. That's big. That is solid right there. But that H, actually, it's not that. It's a version of that H. It's slightly different. It's got a little bit of a old English look to it. Maybe am I saying that right, Tyler?
That's it. That's fair.
And it is outlined in red. Looks like it's a little bit brighter red than the battle red, but it could be the battle red. And then the inside of the H is a two-tone blue, a darker blue, and then obviously the new blue that is as close to
an H-town blue.
The H-town blue, yeah. Okay, that sounds good. And then there is a star right behind, like a small star right behind the H, which I haven't gotten the the details behind the small star right behind the H, Tyler. Do you have any thought on what?
I don't have facts on it, but yeah, I was going to say just Lone Star State. Just
I like
probably
it.
The thinking
I like
there.
I tell you, I like
no
the thought
line that, down the middle either, or anything like
down
that.
The middle. Yeah. I've got to see the helmet, guys, and be honest with you. I'm undecided on this. There is a lot going on, man. I mean, you've got the red star appears to be a different color red than the outline of the letter. So, I mean, you've got three, potentially four different colors just on the logo, and then if you count the helmet, the actual color of the helmet, five different colors all on one helmet. So a little bit busy for me.
Feels like it's one you got to see. You got to actually have it in your face to see.
Yeah, different. Busy, not typically a big fan of busy. Different, yes, I love that part of it. I've got to see it with the full alternate uni, because you throw that thing on with some unis that are pretty, what I would say, simple.
Then you can have a little busy up top.
Then the busy up top is really the focal point. Boy, if
it's
the
with
uni,
a busy jersey.
Oh my God! If the uni is as busy as the H, then it's going to be more of a distraction for me. Like I'm not going to know where to focus in at.
I wouldn't expect that though, because I mean even the leak, the first leak that came of the white jerseys that we see, I mean, it feels like they're still sticking mainly to the classic, like, template, for lack of a better word. I mean, they changed a lot of things, and I like the new look, but I think the Texans and the way they want to go, they won't want to get too busy.
You like the helmet? You
I do. I'm surprised to see some folks on Twitter and stuff, like, you know, disgusted or strongly opinionated that they don't like it. I think it's fire.
Well,
I think it looks
real good. Interesting part, T, which I would imagine has to do with, again, legalities in the league and Nike and everybody that's involved. The H is different than the H that has been on all that.
Yeah.
So this is the official now Houston Texans H, where the other one was just a mock-up.
I'll tell you what I do love most about that H, though, this H that's been leaked out. The old English font thing, I'm cool with it, but that's not what does it for me. I like how at the top, to me, it looks a little like a bullhorn, like kind of coming off the top of that H. Okay. I don't know if that was intentional.
There's several of those then.
But that's kind of where my brain went. I like that.
It's fine. That's that from the video that I see. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't think it's ugly, or somebody text in about it should be on the turd list. I don't think it's that. But it's.
I would imagine something about this video is going to be on the turd list, but not the helmet or the design of the helmet.
It might be on.
But you are. I mean, here at the end of the day, the one thing the Texans are not going to be able to avoid is if they don't just have a full out H-Town blue uniform, I think there's going to be a loud portion of the fan base. I don't think it's going to be a because I'll be honest with you, I don't think there's a large chunk of the fan base that gives a damn about the Oiler color. I don't think there's a large percentage of the fan base that cares about the Adams family and what they did with it. I think. There's some loud, passionate.
There's
fans.
A group, but yeah.
Yeah, but
no, I
don't.
That.
I don't think it's just. I don't think it's just so broad that, like Bajani yesterday. Bajani's of the group. He's like, I hope it's all Oiler blue, so that just as a big FU to the Adams family. Like, he is clearly in that pursuit.
Well, I like it because I think it's a clean ass look.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you. the powder blues that H-Town that U of H wore, I mean, those were clean.
Yeah, that was clean.
So I wish it could happen. I don't think it'll end up happening. And there will be a small percentage, small percentage of the fan base that would rather you walk in the door double birds to the Titans. But, you know, what is. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, let's hear some turds then.
Oh, that's right.
Tyler's turds.
Sorry, T. Damn, y'all shut me up.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
if Harden and, or Watson's on it, now you're forcing it. If they're on the turd list this week, now you're just forcing it.
No, this week.
Who's the bronze, baby?
Yeah, those two turds, they missed out this week. I'm sure they'll show up again. The bronze this week. We've talked a lot about this because it frustrates the living hell out of me. So perk your ears up if you're one of these it's a long season folks out there when we're talking about the Astros. Because I can't take anymore. It drove me into an anger yesterday I didn't expect during the show. Because it's just the most lazy, the most weak, the worst fan take you can have is it's a long season. It's early for the Astros. We all know how long the season is. We all know there's 162 of these things. If the first 30, 60, however many games don't matter, let's just shorten this damn season. Let's get Rob Manfred on the phone, figure out how we can shorten the baseball season because these games just don't matter. And you have a loser's mentality if you truly in your core believe that. Weak-ass fandom, loser mentality. I can't hear it anymore, guys.
Yeah, I don't think if the Astros were 17-3 right now that people would be saying, don't think that they're that good, guys.
Thank you.
They could fall apart at any moment here.
That's a great point I haven't thought about.
If they were 17-3.
First month don't mean much.
No. If we were 20 games into this 2024 season and the Astros somehow were like 20-0, everyone would be losing their damn minds. Not saying, oh, it's early. Everyone, don't get too excited. Be cautiously optimistic here. No, just be a better fan. That's why people don't take, you know why the national media, we all get pissed at for not giving Houston its credit at times or maybe giving them screen time over like a LeBron or LA or somebody. The reason that happens, part of it, is because of weak-ass fandom ideology like that, and it's running rampant with some of you.
Remember who's saying that. I'm not saying that. That's Tyler.
Oh, I'm telling you. I know it, you hear sometimes on airwaves, we won't tell you how to fan. I will tell you how to fan because there are correct ways and there are incorrect ways. Stop being a weak-ass fan.
I'm going to pay for this.
Okay. Way too much time on the bronze. Silver medal. I honestly, Seth may have put that in my mind. I can't remember. Silver medal here this week on the turd list. You were right, Clint. Must have looked into a crystal ball. Whoever these POS individuals are that keep leaking stuff that the Texans and people with the Texans have literally busted their ass for multiple years on, just be better. I'm not saying this is the end of the world or that they've, you know, committed murder or anything, but Doug Vosick and guys like that over there at NRG with the Texans, they have poured themselves. Like, literally, we have talked to these guys.
Shout out to Sexy Doug.
Yeah, no doubt. That dude is well put together. Always sharp. Love you, Doug. Love you, Doug. Great job on the jerseys. You need to hear this. Don't listen to any criticism. You can dislike the new uniforms if you want, Texans fans. Everyone has an opinion on that. I won't tell you if you're right or wrong. But people worked their asses off on this. And we begged for new uniforms, new threads, since the Texans have been around. So maybe just take this very cool, nice thing we're getting. Stop leaking stuff and let the people that have worked hard on it actually get to enjoy the fruits of their labor. You know what I mean?
Hope they do. What's the gold? Oh, God. I mean, gold. If you're this passionate on the bronze and the silver.
Yeah, gold medal. We're going back to baseball because, I mean, the Astros are just driving me up a wall.
It's clearly where you are.
Trying not to lose my mind completely just this early in the season. Gold medal this week is going to manager Joe Espada and the Hall of Famer, Jeff Bagwell. First of all, Jeff Bagwell, love you to death. As a lifelong Houston Astros fan, obviously Bagwell holds a special place in my heart. Love what he did whenever he was an Astro. Love that he's in the Hall of Fame. And honestly, I love his play-by-play whenever he's in the booth.
All right, follow it up with what you want to because you want to pull his pants
there.
Down.
You're setting him up to knock him
down.
Yeah,
I know
go.
What you're doing. You're going to
take
this him up
this back of the baseball card BS, specifically in terms of the trash-ass first baseman we currently have employed in Houston named Jose Abreu. Now, talk about some weak-ass thinking. Talk about some lazy-ass explanation. Joe Espada yesterday, if you missed it, after the Astros lost again, he said the same thing. Oh, yeah, Abreu, back of the baseball card. It's about the now, people. It's about the now. Why do people retire if they can just lean on the back of their card? Let's just keep them all going forever. The back of the card says so. Y'all be better. Astros be better as a whole.
Just pull a Justin Britt.
Please, for my mentals, please.
Just pull a Justin
That's
Britt.
That's
the Just pull a Justin Britt, Jose. Make us all better.
All right, we had somebody compare with the Astros start 6-14 to an NFL team starting 0-2. We're going to revisit that. I'm going to tell you, man, if that were the case, them Astros better be getting right. There better be a sense of urgency. There better be none of the thought of, oh, it's a long season. We got plenty of time. Get it together. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.